G'day, this is Hat Fitz.
And Cara, you're listening to
The Raven and the Blues.
Isn't that just truly magnificent? There's a track I haven't played on the radio for 30-odd years, I guess. It came out originally back in 1975 on the album Physical Graffiti. It's the only track, or not the only track, it was never played on stage by Led Zeppelin. It was an impromptu track recorded when they were doing Graffiti and recording it at the Rolling Stones Mobile at Headley Grange. And the Rolling Stones road manager and pianist, Ian Stewart, otherwise Stu, turned up when there was this piano there, which was totally out of tune. And anyway, this sort of boogie thing started and it went on the album. They never ever played it. And there you heard a version of it recorded this year, magnificently, by Joe Bonamassa. There's a name to conjure with. The album is a live album called The British Blues Explosion. Some of the tracks are British in origin, like that one. Others are where the British blues bands copied them from the States. It's a very fine double CD, just been released, and that is a great, great start to the Raven and the Blues. Welcome to the programme. An hour of good music ahead, almost all of it new or fairly new, and a couple of things which when I was putting the show together I thought, oh, that kind of fits. I've talked too much. Let's play another album. Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. Their new one is called The High Desert Heat. We could use some of that. Stories to tell.
We'll be right back.
Too Slim and the Tail Draggers, the album High Desert Heat. And Stories to Tell, good stuff indeed. Okay, here's an album that came out 3 weeks ago, but I only got hold of it this week. It's from Beth Hart, and it's her new album, Live from New York, and it's called Front and Center, and here she is with Fat Man.
Punch-drunk street punk playing with a speed bump, laughing at the dice in the box. Big wheel, high heel, banging on a ball field, chewing on a bag of rocks. Slingshot, bull cock, landing on a rooftop, waiting for the circuit parade. Big wheel, high heel, banging on a ball field, picking at digging at a purple vein. He's like a fat man in a little coat, sucking red vines in one man coat, singing, I like your Jesus, but I love the dope. Yeah, so I think it's working, I think it's working, yeah. Keeps me humming, 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 yeah. Good sight. A pig of sweet, pig of feet, cooking on the concrete, pimping bits of paradise. Pimping bits of paradise. He's like a fat man in a little coat, sucking red vines in my man coat, singing, I like it, Jesus, but I love the dope. It's working, yeah. Keeps me humming, 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 yeah. For sunny, your life is but a drain. For sunny, it's a ball. For sunny, your life is but a drain. I might hit a bit in all. I might hit a bit in all. Sober bus smoker, can't keep your composure. Locomotor pull over, bipolar roller coaster. Seven women, 7 hours, lucky number going down. Take a hit, two spit, there you go, enjoy the show. I think it's working, yeah. It came a humming, a humming, humming, reach out. I think it's working, I think it's working, yeah.
Great stuff. She's been on tour in the UK recently, to rave reviews everywhere she's been. That's her new album, Live from New York, and it's front and centre, the album is called, and there is a track called Fat Man. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues, from New York and Beth Hart in America, back to the UK, and Milton Keynes has a name to conjure with, and the band from Milton Keynes are the King Biscuit Boys.
Try to hide, but they all got off and have a nice time. When they all get their money, have a nice time. risking their lives, but the kids will say, we'll have a nice time when the farmer gets a pay rise. Have a nice time. They won't get no pay rise. Have a nice time. He would have it, don't last long. Pay if you said you give 5%. The MP said you ain't getting it yet. We'll have a nice time when we all get our money. Have a nice time. You won't get no money. Have a nice time. Even if it's not as long.
There's a track that came as an email earlier on this week from the band themselves, based, as I say, in Milton Keynes, the King Biscuit Boys, who pay tribute, obviously, in their act to all the music, the acoustic porch music from the 20s, 30s and 40s in the States, and that's a track called Nice Time. Let's stay kind of local and move from Milton Keynes to Bedford. I think it's still Bedford, where Cherry Lee Lewis used to live and may still do. She's back on the scene again now after travelling for, well, it must be 3 or 4 years, I guess, and I thought she may have given up the blues scene altogether. But no, she's back, and together with Max Milligan, they co-wrote this particular track. It's off their new album, or her new album, called Voyage, or just even Voyage, even if you like. And this is called One Night Stand Boulevard. Thank you. similarly, love to have good to have her back on the scene. Cherry Lee Mewis, Voyage is the album, and One Night Stand Boulevard. If it sounds like I'm talking strange, it's because for some strange reason, let me make a noise. There we go. I'd set the microphone up, which in right in view of the screen, so I'm sort of peering through the microphone harness kind of stuff, trying to read things with some difficulties, you can probably hear. I've just moved it and that's so much better. What I've got next is kind of a selection of stuff which all came out of one idea, and that is a track which came out from Els Bailey about 2 months ago, I guess now, live at the Little Rabbit Barn, which was an acoustic live version of something on her first album. And so as I started to put it together, I thought, it's all making sense, this. So we're going to start with something kind of half related to it, and it all makes sense as we go on afterwards. We go back to 1986 now, from his debut album, Cry Wilf. This is Howling Wilf, together with the VJs. Those who know him will know him well, and he's known as something completely different now, but his voice is still as good now as it was then. Good track, covered by so many bands over the years. In fact, the Blues Band, it's still part of their set after 30-odd years. Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights, performed there by Howling Wilf and the VJs from their debut record of 1986. God, 32 years ago. And that's Howling Wilf is James Hunter, call it what you will. And that's the clue, really. It's from Wilf to Wolf. And we now go to Norway. And Jolly Jumper and Big Mo. And I'm a Howling Wilf.
I'm a howling wolf, and I've been howling all around your door. Well, you know I'm a howling wolf, and I've been howling all around your door. But if you give me what I want, little girl, you won't hear me howl no more. Mm-hmm. You know when I get a howling, I'll dig me a big hole down in the ground. You know when I get howling, I wanna dig me a big hole down in the ground. Some people call me the Black Panther, but you know my baby, she knows the way I sound. I'll hold so long, you know it make my time go slow. I'll hold so long, yeah, you know my time goes slow. Give me what I want, little girl, and you won't hear me howl no more. I get a howling, you know they call me Too Bad Jim. Yeah, when I get a howling, you know they call me Too Bad Jim. Got so bad sometimes, I've been jumping from limb to limb. Yeah, I'm a holding wolf.
Norwegian sense of humor, they've indexed that in genre as pop. That's not pop, that's Jolly Jumper and Big Mo from Trondheim in Norway and their album from 2010 and Welcome to Jimbo Jambo Land and I'm a Howlin' Wolf. And there is the clue from now on, it's all, well not from now on, for the next couple of tracks, it's all Howlin' Wolf based. Next, Els Bailey from Live at the Little Red Barn, not Red, Rabbit Barn, Howlin' Wolf.
But I was a singer, he always sang the blues, walked towards the happiest. He had nothing to lose. Willie was the bass man, wrote those famous tunes. But I smoked stacks in the backyard, howling at the moon. Oh, I would.
sweater was the lady with a smoky kind of a voice, the kind that makes a man feel like he don't have a choice. The chess men played the pieces, well, they all played 12 bars. Well, smokestacks in the backyard howling at the dark. To blaze on, and sometimes on a full moon, if you listen right, you can still hear.
Lovely stuff. So that is the third of three tracks playing tribute to Chester Burnett, Howling Wolf.
On the guitar.
That's Els Bailey from her latest release, The Live at the Rabbit, Little Red Rabbit Barn. Why does the rap red comes in? And that's Howlin' Wolf. And finally, we go to an album which came out towards the end of last year, The Greaseland All-Stars. Again, a band put together to pay tribute to the music of Howlin' Wolf. And so we'll close with this final track in the Wolf, not trilogy, but trilogy plus one, Meet Me in the Bottom.
Destruction. I got two idle hands that'll get me there. Three stand before me to enlighten. Will I reach for the shores if I dare? And let the wind act as a savior. And let it next morning. Gone to from whence I came. Well, my world is burning down to ashes. By match or by chance, it's a whole the same. And let the wind act as a savior. And let it guide like a savior should. And may the river have mercy. Oh, have mercy on that drifting wood. Oh, yeah. Waters are deep and they're unheeding. Well, I can swim upstream or just go along for the ride. But the ladder of which has this clear warning, and that's to do myself to a passive suicide. Oh, I let the wind act as a savior. And let it guide like a savior should. And may the river have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy on that drifting wood. Have mercy on that drifting wood. Ha, yeah.
Typical big statement from the Raven coming up next. One of my favourite albums in the last decade. How about that, eh? The Shovel versus the Howling Bones from 2011. Lincoln Durham and Drifting Wood. And then before that, you heard in part of the tribute, kind of sense, to Howling Wolf for no particular reason at all. Meet Me in the Bottom from the Greaseland All-Stars, an album which came out beginning of this year, and Howling at Greaseland. And then the other ones were Howling Wolf from Els Bailey and I'm a Howling Wolf from Jolly Jumper and Big Mo, and then Howling Wolf starting it all off. So there we go. Okay, where do we go next? Mike Zito has a new album out called First Class Life. It's rather good. Here he is with the Bobby Bland original, I Wouldn't Treat a Dog the Way You Treated Me.
and it's true. Just when you need me the most, babe, I'll walk right out on you. And you'll say, as you're begging down on your knees, oh, I wouldn't treat a dog no way the way you treated me.
Nice. Good rendition of the Bobby Blue Bland original, I Wouldn't Treat a Dog the Way You Treat Me, from Mike Zito off his new album First Class Life. I was looking at the records of the show going back over 20 years and all the thousands of tracks I've played. I've only ever played that three times in 20 odd years. Once by Mick Hucknall himself, once by Bobby Blue Bland, and then also amazingly by Mick Hucknall of Simply Red, who was doing a tribute album to Bobby Blue Bland. Nevertheless, okay, staying with new releases, My Brother's Blues came out towards the beginning of this year. Benny Turner, and I'm Ready.
That I ain't no square.
Yes, my brother. Rose and a bar.
Feel good.
I'm ready.
Lovely stuff. Benny Turner, My Brother's Blues, I'm Ready. We're almost at the end of the show. We've already featured one track from a tribute album to Howlin' Wolf, Howling at Greaseland. That came out at the beginning of this year. Here's another tribute album which came out to commemorate what would have been his 100th birthday. Strange Angels in Flight with Elmore James. That's opposite. I can hear a plane going overhead. Elena Boynton and I Can't Stop Loving You.
Can't stop loving.
Elena Boynton from the album Angels in Flight with Elmore James, and it's a really good album actually. A whole mix of different artists come together and do various Elmore James's numbers, and that came out at the beginning of this year, and I Can't Stop Loving You. We're going to have to stop loving each other because that's the end of the programme, I'm afraid. We're up to our 60 minutes or thereabouts. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time. It's really strange. I started the show all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and fully literate and a mouth that worked, and halfway through it all went kind of to fudge, didn't it, in a sense. Nevertheless, it just shows you it's natural. Okay, email address dave@ravenblues.co.uk, website raven.dj, everything you need to know. And if you normally download this show painstakingly every Friday or Saturday or whenever, just subscribe. It's so easy. It's free. Go to iTunes or any other aggregator, look for Raven and Blues, and then when you subscribe, whatever a new program comes in, whenever it is, you will get it automatically. Let's close with the Sharpies. They have a new album out called The Wild One. If you can hear birds, it's because I've got the window open and it's sunny in the UK. Thanks for giving me an hour of your time, and hopefully you will do the same in about a week's time. This is the Sharpies and Heartache Express taking us out. Bye-bye.
Tom Shaw.